it is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Welcome, y'all, and we're kind of live, or not Memorex. Anyway, we're not a rerun. How about that? Man, things got called crazy towards Halloween and the end of October, and then the days didn't fall right. Yeah, I mean, we had Happy Alive Day.
Right.
That's the anniversary of my my car wreck 23 years ago, so I go celebrate that. And then my birthday, of which I got no presents, no cards, a few greetings.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
I'll blame it on the post office.
Okay. Because I
know folks mailed me stuff, you know, because they love me.
Exactly. And you've been campaigning since January.
Been campaigning since I was two. It's all about promotion, man. You promote it, you get a good birthday. I mean, I'm easy to buy for, too. Go to the liquor store, go to the rum aisle, and it's rum. Stock me up, please. Usually some birthdays, well, the 50th birthday worked out good. I had enough rum. That got me all the way almost through the whole year. That worked out well. But it is what it is. Right. And then after that, you guys went to Maine.
We did.
And then after that, we had walkabout before all that started. That made us start the run. Goodness gracious, it's been a while since we've been in the studio. I was looking around like, man, what's this? Oh, look at that. Son of a gun. Where's vanilla? We were looking around. We're going to be getting ready for Christmas, y'all.
Oh my
God. What better way to do that than to make some Christmas cookies?
Oh, I can't. The year is almost done.
I know, man. I mean, baseball season starts in like about 89 days. But who's counting?
Not you.
Just me and my Houston Astros. Go Stros. World champions.
Oh, yes. We congratulations.
Beat them. We whooped them boys from Boston. Sent them home. And then we took on New York. New York, yeah, we whooped them too. And then we went to La La Land and took on the Dodgers.
I know.
It was crazy. I'll tell you all a story real quick. My brother-in-law was in Arizona for a conference. They got out of the conference early, and he goes, on a whim, he flew to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He works for a hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
And his flight was like $60 to L.A., and he actually flew into Burbank, which is closer to the stadium anyway. He got a hotel room, you know, with his employee discount for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the stadium and ended up finding a ticket to Game 7 of the World Series for $185.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome!
And then when he got into the seats, he was sitting with in the family area with the Astro fans.
Wow, that's nice.
No, I'm like, man, because tickets were like $2,700 tickets. I mean, yeah, $2,750 tickets.
Wow. Well, that just
in the
meant,
upper deck.
That just meant he was supposed to be there.
He was meant to be there, man.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's nice.
That was awesome. So, but yeah, so we just had a whole bunch of stuff going on. But getting back to Christmas, here it comes. We've got, let's see, this will run, it'll begin running on the 1st or 30th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar cookies.
Yes.
I love them. And this is such a cool recipe. And something I'm going to show you, too, as we get into it, you can even take this base recipe. We can make snickerdoodles out of the same recipe.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah, we might do that too, because you know, snickerdoodles. Whenever I think of snickerdoodles, I think of a deep fried candy bar. But
oh
speak, you know. So Thanksgiving was good, everybody. We all had a good time, man. And I want to tell y'all, we broke in. We'll get to the show in just a minute, but this is important because I got an airless fryer. Candace bought me an airless fryer, an airless turkey fryer.
Ooh.
This thing is like a big old pot. It's about 15 inches in diameter, stands about 18 inches tall, maybe 20 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's propane. So you hook your gas up to it, click, fires up, and heats up. And then you take your turkey. It has a basket, a wire basket that you put your turkey in, and then you set that down into the fryer, and that's it. Walk away and open a beer. No hot oil. I mean, in fact, in Houston, y'all, there was a house that got burnt down because people were frying a turkey in their garage.
Oh, no.
Knocked the oil over, caught on fire, burnt their house down.
Oh, my gosh. They tell people to be very careful about that.
Yeah, I mean, you've probably got 3 to 5 gallons of oil at 350 degrees boiling away right there. So this normally a fried turkey, when we fry it in oil, y'all, it takes 3 minutes and 15 seconds per pound. So we did a 14-pound bird. That would have been about 45, 46 minutes in the oil. The air fryer took a little bit longer. It took about almost 2 hours. So that's about eight minutes per pound, something like that is what it comes out to be. But man, it was delicious. Juicy, moist, the white meat just, it was like dark meat, you know? It was so juicy. It was excellent. And the best thing is, too, the gas, which you'd have to buy for the oil. I mean, you'd have to buy it if you oil fried it or air fried it. You know, that was like $3 to fill the tank. And we didn't have to spend the $60 on oil.
Yeah.
You know, the peanut oil isn't cheap, man.
Right.
It takes a lot of peanuts to make oil, I guess. But it was delicious. So it's a turkey air fryer. I don't know the brand name on it. But we got it at the local sporting goods store here. I'm sure you can Google it and find turkey air fryer. But, man, I loved it. And then we came across – Candace found a recipe where a guy did a deep-fried ribeye roast.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And I'm like, I'm in. Yeah, I love ribeye. That's my favorite cut of steak. But this was a 9-pound ribeye roast, and he dropped it in there. It was a again, about 3 minutes per pound, so I'm figuring probably about 8 minutes per pound in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to y'all on that. I got to get over to the meat market and get me a big old ribeye roast, and we'll get that going. But the air fryer, y'all, it was very cool. Now, they also make them in electric models, so I have not used that. I don't know anything about the electric models, but this gas model, was great. It was safe, so much safer. I mean, I would not have a problem operating this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever we do turkeys with the grease, the oil, I always want some sighted folk there just in case, right. You know. You don't need that pot slipping a little bit, getting a little cockeyed, you know. Anyway, it is what it is. So, anyway, without ado, man, that was great.
Cool.
You guys had a good Thanksgiving? I heard you had smoked turkey, too.
We did. We actually decided this year to order food from a wonderful restaurant, and so... We ordered, they had smoked turkey, cornbread stuffing, my favorite, mashed potatoes. What else? We got a green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got to have the classics,
man. You have
man.
To. And yeah, yeah. Pecan pie, and then people brought stuff like pies and
pecan
cookies.
Pie?
Yes.
Okay. Pecan. Yeah. I didn't understand that. I had to translate that into Southern lingo. Pecan. Yeah, I made 2 pecan pies. I made one chocolate and a regular.
Right.
And then, in fact, I just found in here in the studio a dessert for us. It's the chocolate mousse pie that I made for Thanksgiving that I put in the freezer and forgot it. So it's
Ooh,
here.
Nice.
So we have to eat that. So this guy, Cheryl, was in his kitchen, and he kept walking over and looking in the sugar bowl. And he put the lid on and walk away. He'd come back in a few minutes later and look in the sugar bowl. Come back in, commercial break, look in the sugar bowl, walk away. And pretty soon his wife is like, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "You're wearing me out." And he goes, "Well, you know, the doctor did tell me, you know, that after the last visit that I needed to keep an eye on my sugar level."
Oh, shoot.
All right, everybody, hang on. We're doing sugar cookies for Christmas on the other side. We'll be right back. Cooking in the Dark.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Sugar cookies. Now, this is my, gosh, my favorite sugar cookie recipe. It's easy. It's delicious. And it makes quite a few cookies. Now that I'm using a cookie scoop, it makes even more.
Because it's more consistent size.
That's right. And today, y'all, we I made sure we moved Cheryl's chair way over there, too.
Hey.
That always helps.
I thought you were just trying to get me to be, like, closer to the audience. Now I know. I was wrong.
Now you know. There was a motive involved.
Oh,
keep her away from the sugar cookie dough.
That's okay. I, too, need to watch my sugar levels.
She do you? Shall we get you? Bring that sugar ball over here, please. Yeah, I read that. You know how sometimes you read a joke and you just laugh out loud, man. That was great. I was telling Cheryl, y'all, before we came on today, we were back in the red room, green room. I don't even know what color it is anymore. But we were getting free cable. I mean, free movie channels on our cable over the Thanksgiving break. And, of course, you know, we're going through these movies and Candace's like, man, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. And she goes, oh, Urban Cowboy. I'm like, oh, that's on. Okay. A classic. And then we read on down through the list and there was even a better classic, Smokey and the Bandit. So free HBO, free all that stuff. What are we watching? You know, something you can get on Netflix or whatever. Smokey and the Bandit.
That's funny.
I loved old Jackie Gleason, man. He was awesome. So, hey, I'm going to start getting this thing. This recipe, y'all, we use 2 pounds of butter, which is, if you buy it in the box, it's 4 sticks. It's 2 cups of butter. Or 1 pound of butter. Not 2 pounds, I'm sorry, 1 pound of butter. And I've just melted it in the old microwave. So I'm getting the butter, putting the butter in. What we got to do is cream the butter and the sugars. Okay. So this recipe calls for 2 cups of powdered sugar and 1 cup of granulated sugar. So as I'm getting this butter and stuff in, I'll let Cheryl read you the recipe.
It's always a surprise when you let me do that.
I know. What's this? And you haven't read it yet, so you may not make it all the way through it. I mean, I haven't been on the air, and golly, we haven't been in here in years, it seems like. I got a lot of talking to do to catch up. I got to make my quota.
All right. Are you done?
Policeman.
Are you done?
I guess so.
Thank you. All right, here we go. 2 cups melted butter, 2 cups powdered sugar, 1 cup white sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, that's optional, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, not optional, 1 teaspoon cream of tartar, absolutely not optional, 1 teaspoon salt, 4.5 cups of flour, and then 1/2 cup of sugar set aside for later on.
And that 1/2 cup of sugar that we're setting aside, what we do is we roll, after we get the cookies, we roll the cookies in that. So that's why I was saying this recipe can transfer to snickerdoodles easily, because for the snickerdoodle, that 1/2 cup of sugar, or the, you would add about 2 tablespoons of cinnamon.
Oh, okay.
And roll them in that, and you've got snickerdoodles.
So you mean, so you do the sugar, so you do a combo of sugar and the cinnamon together?
And cinnamon together for snickerdoodles.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so it's the same thing.
Right.
But again, and I like this recipe because it's 2 and 2, you know, 2 cups of butter, 2 cups of sugar,
right,
of powdered sugar, and then 1 cup
of white sugar.
Of white sugar.
Right.
And then you get into the 2 teaspoons of vanilla, you know, and the 2 eggs.
Right.
And then everything else is 1. You know, 1 teaspoon of this, 1 teaspoon of that, 1 teaspoon of blah, 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 all the way through. So as long as you get your ingredients out, you don't even really have to go back to the recipe. And then if you make it enough and send me the cookies a lot, then you'll remember the recipe and you won't have to worry about it.
It'll be like second nature.
Yeah.
Make recipes, Pete.
And by that time,
you'll
not only have the recipe down, you'll have my address memorized. Every 2 weeks, I can walk out to the mailbox and get cookies.
And then it'll be good. By 2018, you'll go, oh, Dale's birthday gift.
Cookies. Yeah. Hey, that'll work, man. Speaking of birthday gifts, yeah, I had my, when we were up there at Thanksgiving a couple years ago, if y'all remember, we ate that big old tenderloin, that big old 5-pounder that I couldn't even eat. Well, that guy would ship me, he said he would ship me tenderloins. So I was telling my dad about that, how I was going to order from him.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I got, my dad called me up and he goes, man, I need your FedEx number because I've got you 10 tenderloins here. I'm like, oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah. So we overnighted those things
An
expensive Christmas gift, man. Birthday gift, I mean.
Right, right. You got them the next day.
Got them, yeah. Oh, boy. Goodness gracious.
Well, that was really nice.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, yeah. My dad's always doing crazy stuff like that for me. In fact, he hit a deer the other day, last weekend. Oh.
He's okay?
Yeah, luckily. Good. Yeah, yeah. Because, man, if anybody's hit a deer, you know about it. That's a dangerous situation.
I heard that there was a little piece of these guys, they were talking about the sign that says, you know, deer crossing. And mm-hmm. one guy was like, I've always wondered, how do the deer know where to cross?
Yeah. So the bastards can read.
There was this moment of silence, and everybody's like, no. That's for you.
Yes. Back up, Shane.
But it was cute.
Okay, so one cup of granulated sugar.
Right. So did I say you have to melt the butter? You did, yes. And it's,
got that done.
Yeah, it's 4 sticks?
4 sticks, yes.
All right.
Good job.
I know, it's only 50 years later. I can remember these things.
On your tombstone, it'll say 4 sticks. When you get old and you get dementia, you'll be wandering around the old folks' home, you know.
It's like
your tattered, your walker and your tattered nightgown. 4 sticks.
4 sticks. And they're like, just ignore Mrs. Cummings. She doesn't know.
She's okay.
We don't know what she's talking about, but it seems to bring her joy.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, 4 sticks. Ah, 4 sticks. Ah. 4 sticks. Check your sugar level. 4 sticks. Oh, mercy, mercy. All right, so let's get this here cream together. Boop, get this on the stand mixer.
All right.
Drop her down in there. Dry my hands off. Let me get the scraper over here so we can... I'm sure we're going to have to scrape down the sides a little bit.
Oh, it's so nice to have a machine that does this. I remember as a kid having to do this by hand.
Woo!
Yeah.
That'll build some forearms up on it.
Well, you know, if you wanted your cookies. Mm-hmm. Somehow, it didn't occur to you like, hey, this is really a lot of work. You're like, cookies! You're like, let me stir!
Yeah, Granny, don't do that.
Yeah, let me stir. And they're like, oh, absolutely. There you go,
like,
honey.
Well, think about making ice cream, too, back in the day.
Yeah.
Turning that crank, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Although, we got off easy, you know? We got to do it while it was easy at the first part. And then once it started getting hard, when it got a little harder to crank.
The adults would take over.
But, yeah.
But it was still sort of funny to think that somehow you're standing there like... You know, long line of kids like, I'm here to stir.
Yeah, I'm here to, yeah.
For the ice cream.
Back then we didn't know any better. No, it's all fun, man. I mean, I think we need more of that nowadays, you know?
Yeah, more like hands-on things for kids to get.
Yeah, yeah.
And just
to do and stuff.
Yeah. And understand the connection between, like, you know, this is where this comes from. This is how it happens. And, you know.
Well, just that satisfaction, too, of doing something.
Right.
instead of having everything given to you and brought to you and, you know, instant gratification. I mean, by God, you should have to wait 7 years between Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back, you know? You shouldn't have to wait the 30 seconds it takes to download the second one. We watch those with Skyler, all three of them, you know? The Empire and the Jedi, and, you know, and I was like, man, girl. I go, when your mom and I were your age, it took us 14 years to watch those. She goes, why? Because it took them that long to make them.
Yeah.
Oh, heck. Too funny.
Yeah.
All right. We are creamed, I think.
All right.
So now we need to start adding our other good stuff here.
So, yeah. So one egg at a time.
One egg at a time. There's one.
And then, as you said, it's... And then after that, you'll do the vanilla, and then everything else is 1, 1, 1.
2 tablespoons of vanilla.
Teaspoons.
Teaspoons, oh yeah. Well, you know.
Yes, overpower.
That's mine. I'll be walking around, 2 teaspoons, 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons, 2 teaspoons, 2 tablespoons. Right. There's the baking powder.
So that was just 1 teaspoon.
Cream of tartar.
Again, just 1 teaspoon. Isn't
according to the recipe, if you don't have anything else to put in there, make sure you put cream of tartar in.
It did say not optional.
In bold print, yeah. Underlined.
Like, you gotta have this.
Gotta have it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It actually says 1 teaspoon of cream of tartar. A must.
A must. 1 teaspoon of salt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 4.5 cups of flour.
And then the flour we start.
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, you don't want to put it all in at once, y'all, because it will cause a mess.
It'll gum up the blades and it won't mix
well. Gum up the works.
It won't mix well.
So see, y'all, not too bad on ingredients, huh?
No, it sounds like it looks like a long list, but I think if you follow what you said, which is just go get all your ingredients, and you can even line them up in the order which you're going to use, and it's not bad at all.
No, they kind of fall in place.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get our flour out here.
Since we're making cookies, does it matter? This is just regular sugar. I mean, regular flour, right?
Yeah, just all purpose.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to get my one of our perfect bowls out.
Oh, nice.
The little 4-cup one here. But what you want to do is I'm scooping the flour. Now you want to level it. I'm going to put it in we'll put 2 cups in here at once. Then with these perfect bowls, because they have the little lip on the underside of the pour spout and then the gold wings, I'm just kind of lifting the bowl and tapping. And as I continue to tap, I continue to raise the bowl up to where it's allowing the flour just to slowly get added. So we're not dumping it all in at once. Just making a little train. Woo woo! Oh, you can even hear it now. The mixer starting to... As the consistency gets a little thicker. Mm-hmm. Let's do that again. This time I'll just do 1 cup at a time. Okay. So we've got 2 in. Here's the third one going in. Same thing. Pour spout goes over the bowl. The little notch is nestled against the bottom or the side of it, and again, I just keep lifting the bowl up, and as I lift the perfect bowl up, I tap it, and tapping it allows the flour to start pouring out, so we're not even putting a whole cup in all at once. So hey, while we're here doing this, I want to send a shout out to Mrs. Powers. She called us over right before Thanksgiving break. I tried to call her back. I think one of the shows we reran was the mug cakes.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, yes.
Yeah, and she called with a question on that, and I had to think, oh, man, what? Now, what did we do on that show? Been a long time. But, yeah, so I want to say, hey, to you, Ms. Powers, thanks for calling.
Did you have an answer?
Yes, I had an answer. I always have an answer.
But was it the correct answer?
That's the more important question to ask. Yes.
Okay, good, good, good.
She was asking how moist the cakes were.
Yeah.
If they were dry or... No, like, no, they're pretty good. So those mug cakes, and then there's meals in a mug, too. They're all microwave things.
Right.
All right, we're mixing up now. We've got our everything in. Okay, y'all, to recap, 2 cups of butter. That's 4 sticks of butter melted. 2 cups of powdered sugar. 1 cup of regular sugar. 2 eggs. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. 1 teaspoon of cream of tartar. And 1 teaspoon of salt. Get all that mixed up first. And then you start slowly adding your 4 cups. 4 cups or 4.5 cups?
4.5.
Oh, I gotta put a half a cup in.
We're a half a cup light. That'll make like... It's important. That could be like 5 cookies right there. There we go. I'm glad we recapped.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Cheryl. Those 8 cookies we didn't make, those were yours.
Oh, did you say something? I heard
what?
Nothing.
Who's Cheryl? I know not what you say.
Exactly.
No mas, man.
So I think this is one of those doughs that we're going to have to chill.
Yes, I mean, I usually chill all my cookie dough.
Okay.
And a hint for y'all, whenever I'm making cookies, like bunches of them, I will mix all the doughs up first.
Like oatmeal, cookies, chocolate chip, sugar, mm-hmm. You know, whatever we're making, I'll mix all the dough up first and chill it. And then come back and start baking.
Okay.
Because it works so much easier if you have chilled dough.
Right.
Okay. Let's see what we got going on here. I'm going to scrape the sides down. Get this off the beaters. Hooray! While we're shouting out, happy holidays to you out there in L.A., Jolie. And sorry our Astros whooped your Dodgers. Well, not really. Go Orange! Man, we've had like 3 championships in Houston forever. You know, 2 with basketball and finally here. Usually our motto in Houston is wait till next year.
I know. That used to be the motto here in Boston, too.
Yes, that's right.
86 years of next year.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, but it's nice. I think there isn't any team that hasn't won anything for a long time, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
You mean like an extent, long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Years and years and years. Well, I mean, there are some teams that have never won the World Series.
Well, that's...
There's like 7 teams that have never won the World Series ever.
Oh, wow. Well, that's another kettle of fish, but...
Yeah. Nobody that's tasted success and then never tasted it again.
Yeah.
And had it snuck, dashed away so dastardly. All right. We've got our dough here. Our dough is doughed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick this in the freezer. And we're going to take a quick little break real fast. And remember, if you have emails about the comments that I made concerning the World Series, please direct them to Cheryl. And we will be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Our dough is chillied.
Yes.
I've got my cookie scoop. I had my cookie scoop. Oh, there it is. Okay. I've dumped a bowl. Now, instead of using white sugar, because it's
Christmas time in the city. Mm. It's not a white Christmas. It's a red and green Christmas.
Oh, cool.
So I've scooped out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Sorry, I had to take my, use both hands, and I kept putting a dough down and then recounting. I was like, oh, I was stuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. Oh, shoot. If I would have had six fingers, we would have got through that a lot faster, believe me. Anyway, I've got six balls here of cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just rolling them in the sugar, our bowl of green sugar, I think it is. I don't know. It might be red. I can't see too clearly.
Wait. Can I ask, so can you just buy colored sugar like this?
Yeah. Oh. This is the same sugar you buy in the store, like for sugar cookies that you would sprinkle on top of the old sugar cookies.
Okay.
My grandma, like the old slice and bake cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, kind of. Cool. So I've got some parchment paper on my cookie sheet. Our oven is at 3 1/4. 3, 2, 5, preheating. So now we want to put these cookies on our cookie sheet. And I'm doing the old two-finger, three-finger. That means as I've going 2 fingers from the top of the cookie, from the edge of the cookie sheet, and 3 fingers apart for this first row. 3 there, 2 there, and I'm just lining them up on the first row.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just rolling them in the sugar. The sugar is going to stick to them. And we've got little balls of cookie dough here.
Cool.
Nice. I like it. So
did,
cute.
Did I hear you say you're using parchment paper? Because I've been
absolutely
been converted to parchment paper for cookies.
I'm telling you what, people, I will ruin you. Once you start using parchment paper, you will say, Dale, you ruined me. But I love you. And you still didn't send me a birthday present.
Well, but
no, but I'm serious, man. Y'all, parchment paper is so awesome. Pick it up anywhere. But so here's the cool part. I'm going to take a glass, and it's a glass, water glass, with a flat bottom. Just put a little water on it here, just to make it so the, well, first of all, let's just do this. I'm just taking the cookies now and just pushing down, flattening them with the glass to where they're flat. Now, you can use the back of a spatula. Same thing. I like using a glass because it gives me a little more control. I think, oh, that one really squished.
Wait, as you're, oh, as you're squishing, can I send a shout out to some friends of mine?
Got a quarter?
Anyway.
Is it a long distance call?
As I was saying.
We're on a budget here at Cooking in the Dark. You go ahead and shout out. I'm going to do, now, let me do this real quick first. Cookie scoop, y'all.
Yes.
Holds, 1 1/2 tablespoons. So I'm going to bust out. There's one. And I just scoop in, and it's like a little ice cream scoop. You squeeze the handle, and it pops the dough right out. So there's two. I need to do six more so I can do them in red. This was green.
Do you just, like, if you went to, like, a, where would you go? Like, kitchen store?
Do you kitchen just, store? They might even have these at your grocery store.
Okay, you just
you know,
say,
on the utensil aisle. What do you have in a cookie scoop?
Okay. Cool.
Some of them don't have the cool little scooper thing.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say a little shout out to our friends Frank and Nina, because they have for the last several years had this wonderful get together. So after Thanksgiving on Saturdays, they invite everybody out to an Italian restaurant, and it is so much fun. We've been going for a few years. The people at the restaurant know us, and it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, you know, so y'all going this year?
Yes, we went.
Oh, you already went?
Yeah. It was great.
Did you have ravioli?
I had something called a veal Teresa.
Oh, veal. Okay.
Yes, it was like little cutlets and, oh my gosh, the sauce was just awesome. Nice.
If y'all ever make it to this neck of the woods, or if you're in Houston, listen to us, and you get down to Clear Lake, there is a restaurant, little Italian joint. I mean, they even speak Italian in it.
Yeah.
During the day, it's sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Sandwiches. And I mean, you can still get, you know, regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then at night, it turns into more of a regular restaurant, you know, with waiters and stuff like that.
But I got to say, so my big dilemma, I was so distressed. Dessert. The waitress is like,
tiramisu.
We have tiramisu. We have the amaretto cake. We have the limoncello cake and cannoli.
You gotta go to tiramisu.
No, no. You gotta get the. I was like, well, we get tiramisu at other places, but I was like.
But that's gotta be the best there.
Amaretto.
Amaretto is their best.
Or the limoncello.
Oh, okay.
Or the cannoli.
No. You got to get something you can't get everywhere else.
No, but their cannoli is awesome. And the limoncello is fantastic. And so I was just like, how piggish.
Well, why order dinner?
Exactly. Order, I thought about that too, but I thought, well.
I'll start with coffee and the limoncello. And then for my entree, the Kalamazoo.
But I thought about it. I'm like, how piggish might the other people at the table or the waitress think I am if I ask for all three?
My response to that would be, who cares? Girl, you're getting older now.
This is true. Actually, next time...
You may only live another 20 or 30 years, so...
But next time, I think I'm going to employ your other strategy, which I'm going to insist I need to start with the limoncello.
Yeah, as an appetizer. Or you know what? I got a better idea. Say, Tim would like to start with the limoncello.
Yes.
Order everything for Tim.
Oh, that's even better, because he's a big
guy.
So
you're not.
He's a big guy. They'll believe it.
Plus, who's going to argue with him? Not me. Okay, go ahead on, brother. It's your party. All right, y'all. We've got them done. We're going to go into the oven, 325. This is our green cookie pan. What you want to do is repeat this process. Now, here's a little tip. Now, what do we need to do these for? 10 minutes? 12 minutes?
10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 12 minutes on the cookies. We're going to let them cookie. Now, something I'll do with my cookies, y'all, now that I have this cookie scoop, is once I get the dough chilled like it is, because with the chilly dough, it's a little bit easier to work with than when it's not.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not as sticky. It's more, that's just more workable. I like to take and ball out all of my cookies and then freeze them.
That's true.
And then so say you've got some friends coming over and you're going to pull a Cheryl and have desserts. You know, I mean, you have some friends coming over and you're making coffee, pull 4, 5, 6 of these out and bake. You can, in the time it makes to make a pot of coffee, you can bake 5 or 6 of these cookies too.
This is true.
You know, kids come over, get home from school, whatever, make them, go ahead. You don't have to make all the cookies at one time.
Right.
That's what's so awesome about this. That's why I love this little baller here thing here. So let's take us a little break. We'll come back on the other side and taste one of these delicious cookies. I got milk. We're ready to go.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. Merry Christmas. It's the beginning of the Christmas shows. Hey, we're about ready to wrap this up. The cookies are out of the oven right here. We've got another batch in. I made some red ones while we were on break. Same process, just rolled them in balls, rolled them in the colored sugar. Now, again, like I was talking about, if you want to do snickerdoodles, use 1/2 cup of white sugar and 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. And kind of, you know, whisk that together. Just use a fork to mix it all up. And then just like we did earlier with the roll the cookies in the cinnamon and sugar mixture, put them on the cookie sheet with parchment paper and bake them. You know, flatten them with the glass like we did. And then bake them for the same amount of time, 10 to 12, 15 minutes. I like 12 minutes because for me it's a nice little, it's a middle one. You know,
right.
15 minutes are going to be a little crispier. 10 minutes are going to be a little softer. 12 minutes sounds good. It's not the average, but it's right in there. Plus, 12 is a cool number.
It is. It's a good
This show was sponsored by the number 12 and the letter A. Oh, mercy me. Okay, so today we made sugar cookies.
Yes.
Next week we're going to do... Yeah, we're going to do candied pecans.
Ooh.
Not only are they delicious, they're easy. And you know what? They make great gifts, too. You're looking for something maybe to give to your reader, your driver, friend, you know, people, acquaintances kind of, you know, people you kind of know but don't know that well. Make the batch of these and put a few of these in a, you know, in a little mason jar, tie a little ribbon on it or something, make it fancy. They'll love them. Plus, they're delicious.
Voila.
Yeah, so next week, y'all, we're going to be doing candied pecans. Do not miss that show. So today, sugar cookies. All right, Cheryl, I'm going to try to do this from memory.
All right, I got your back. Go ahead.
All right. We got, we need, what you need for this recipe
yes.
is you need Dale to come do it. I only fly first class, so, but I'll be happy to come out. No. 2 cups of butter. That's 4 sticks of butter, 1 pound of butter, melted.
Mm-hmm.
2 cups of powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup of white sugar. You want to cream all that stuff together, okay? But we'll get back to that. 2 eggs. Mm-hmm. 2 eggs. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. 1 teaspoon of cream of tartar. Not optional. It must be included. Mm-hmm. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. 1 teaspoon of salt.
Mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of lemon zest is optional. And then 4 1/2 cups of flour. Okay? 1 pound of butter, 4 sticks, 2 cups. 2 cups powdered sugar. 1 cup of regular sugar. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. 2 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon cream of tartar. T-A-R-T-A-R, for those of you that are writing it down. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon baking soda. I'll let you catch up. 1 teaspoon baking soda. And then 4 1/2 cups of just regular all-purpose flour. And then you need about 1/2 cup of sugar to roll the stuff in. Again, I used green and red sugar. And this is the same. This is in the aisle where the candy decorations are at. I mean, you know, the cookies, you know, like cookie decorations, cake deck, you know, icing, all that stuff.
Right.
And it's just little bottles of sugar, colored sugar. I mean, they've got all colors. So, you know, red, yellow, blue, green, red. I said red, huh? Red, green, green. So you can definitely select some different colors and things like that. You have fun with these. They're sugar cookies, man. I've seen people do these where they've made them in all different colors of sugar like that. And then, you know, throw them in a cookie jar and you know, they're a great gift for somebody in the hospital.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah.
Because they're all different colors, you know.
Right.
Looks, you know, neat and pretty and all that good stuff. So you want to bake these at 325. For about 10 to 15 minutes. Again, we did 12 minutes, and they came out perfect. They're delicious. We use parchment paper. So once you start using parchment paper, you will not look back. Or something else that a lot of people are using now are those silicone baking mats.
Oh, I haven't tried
those. Because
they do
kind of the same thing. They're reusable, easy to use, but the same thing. You know, you don't have to mess with the baking spray, stuff sticking, all that mess. The thing I love about the parchment paper, though, is if you're baking a bunch,
mm-hmm.
of cookies at one time, when you're done, you just pull the parchment paper off right onto your cooling rack, another piece of parchment paper down, and you're ready to go with the pan all over again.
Yeah. I love the fact that they don't stick.
I know. It's a miracle. Whoever invented parchment paper, probably the same dude that invented sliced bread, you know?
There you go.
It's right up there with that kind of thing. So y'all, shopping, here comes Christmas. Yay! My favorite time of the year. And here in Houston, we finally had weather down in the 60s. So, yeah, Christmas has got to be coming. Summer may be over. Maybe not. We don't know. All right, y'all. For Cheryl Cummings, I'm Dale Campbell. We will see you all next week on Cooking in the Dark. Remember, we're making candied pecans. You don't want to miss that show. Oh, and also, for everybody on the Cooking in the Dark list, there's been some discussion about frying eggs. We're going to do that too. We're going to talk about that next week as well. So, for Cheryl Cummings. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? Golly, it's been like 4 years since we've done this. Hold that cue card still. I can't see it. All right, y'all, we're out of here.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com. Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions. Again.